We get a chance to recap what happened with, of course, the Salvation Army bell ringing campaign. The one and only Tracy Taylor in our studios. Christmas and New Year's was just, it went like that, didn't it?
It seems to anymore. It does. We did have good weather, though, until now.
Yeah, the bitter cold came to later, which was kind of nice for all your bell ringers, wasn't it? Yeah.
We started a little bit later this year because our calendar was different. We usually try to include 3 weekends, and this is sponsored by the Ministerial Association of Red Willow County, but we do other counties around the area too. But so we had less days, but per day our fund total was right on. So we did raise a little bit less money this year. Last year we've raised the most we ever had with $22,601, but this year was a little bit lower, which was we were expecting. $17,003. So we did real well, and I'm still waiting on a couple checks. But we did very well again this year. I mean, our totals for daily were about the same as last year. So we just thank the community so much. We thank you guys for doing this for us. It's amazing. I mean, the Walmart does so many good things for us. They have their employees ring also. They keep our buckets very safe. There's only, you have to give them your driver's license and everything. So they keep that real safe for us, Rich. They are really good to us up there at the customer service desk. So we did really well.
That's good. Glad to hear it. And you're rewarding some folks on with some different we're going to draw for some stuff today, aren't we?
Yeah. We had, a couple years ago, we decided to do some volunteer prizes. So if you ring an hour, then your name goes into the drawing. And this year, it was two $100 beef bundles is the prize. So it's, in other words, $200 beef bundle. And that's from O'Day Family Beef.
Okay.
And I just really thank them for that. And then the other $100 was donated by Old Sarge's Bar. So two people helped us with that. And let me see if I can read my writing when you just drew. Jaden Long from McCook Baptist Church won that. And then the gas card was donated anonymously, but Nick at the Shell station helped me out with that, getting the card and everything. So I thank him for that. And that was Terry Dold.
Yep.
And she was from McCook Christian Church. Most of the churches take a whole day or whatever and ring for us, so that helps out immensely. And then Talk with John's, Jerry and Robin Calvin donated a $50 gift card, and Michelle Urban won that. And I thank you for drawing, by the way.
You bet. You bet.
Anyway, so we really appreciate, we couldn't do it without our volunteers. The McCook Christian Church helps us out, the Assembly of God, the E-Free Church, Memorial Methodist Church, excuse me, St. Pat's. Let's see. I just lost my train of thought. McCook Baptist Church, First Congregational Church, and then McCook National Bank, or M&B, rings for us also. And then we had some hospital employees, too, this year. So I really appreciate that. And like I said, Walmart does also put out some employees for during employee time, and that is helps us out immensely.
I saw some families out there too.
Yeah. I mean, the groups did it this year again, and we usually have a high school challenge for the area high schoolers, and it's hard for other area high schools besides McCook because then you got to have a sponsor or whatever, but the FBLA won again this year.
Okay.
And Cody Dame from Carver Cinemas donated a buy one, get one free movie ticket to us. So I'll be getting those to Marga Janes. She's the sponsor, and I really thank her for all the work she does with me. She gets the kids motivated and gets them out there. And so there was 10 of them. So they did quite a few hours for us. So I really appreciate that. So I'll be getting with them to get their tickets to them. But I'll call all the people that won and or contact them. I don't have their phone numbers, I guess. But I'll get with the churches and we'll get that handled. But we just are so blessed in this community. And we are. This money, most of it goes to our backpack giveaway. Like I told you last year, I mean, I don't know how many notebooks I counted when we did the purchasing. So it goes to such good causes. It stays local. I mean, I think most of the years, and I've been doing it 11 now, all of the money has stayed local. We had one year when they had the floods back east, but all of the money stays local. All of us people and the Ministerial Association and everybody else are volunteers. So there's no overhead whatsoever. And we appreciate everybody that donates prizes and things like movie passes that Cody Dame donated. But we wouldn't be able to do it without them and you guys and the Gazette. So we really appreciate everybody's help. The donors, the people that volunteer, we couldn't do it without them.
And you'll be, just before you think about it, it's going to be December again, you'll be doing it again.
It seems like the older I get, the faster it goes. But I really enjoy doing it. I do, with all the great people in this community. And we just really thank everybody that helped us out again this year.
But first things first, with the backpack giveaway, that'll be coming up in August,
yeah,
right?
I think we do it in last July, first of August.
Okay.
And we'll just see. We're hoping that maybe if people need supplies, you know, mid-year, we can get that to them also. Like I said, we do have some donors that give throughout the year, and that's the United Methodist Women with their store down there on B Street and West First, and also the McCook, the First Congregational Methodist Women gave us a check this year, too. So we do collect all year, but this is our big fundraiser.
Awesome. Very good. Thank you so much for coming in, and we'll do this again coming up in, I don't know, 300-plus days again, right?
Yes, it seems to go fast, and like I said, we had good weather. Everybody stay warm this week, and we'll just see how it goes.
Thanks a million for coming in. We'll do it again coming up here come December.
Rich, thank you very much.